should that not say to us that we need a vision of Jesus? John needed a vision of Jesus. He needed to be encouraged. He needed to know that he was on the winning side. That these things that are happening in the world, and we've seen something really terrible happen in our world just in the last 2 weeks. The tsunami that hit Southeast Asia and killed some 150,000 people and left many, many hundreds of thousands even homeless. Now, we've seen some terrible things happen in our world, and sometimes we have to scratch our head and ask, well, is God really in control? Are things really moving toward a glorious climax in history as the Bible portrays? Or has God somehow lost control? You know, I think John must have had thoughts like that. If not John, I don't know whether John did. John was a man of strong faith. But I'm sure many people near to him were asking him questions like that. Now, he wasn't on Patmos for a vacation. He was there to be put in prison. He was incarcerated there. And it was then that he had this vision that he recorded here. And this is not John's revelation, incidentally. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, as the Bible itself says. These are God's words, and we ought to read them because they will bring us to the foot of Jesus. We can learn from John's powerful vision of Christ. We need such a vision today. You know, I was thinking, well, you know, as I shared with you, maybe we won't have many there this morning. And I shouldn't think thoughts like that. I ought to rebuke the devil when he puts those kinds of thoughts in my mind, because we're on the victory side. And if we look at this scripture here, and if we put ourselves in John's position, as it were, I believe we will recognize that we serve a powerful Lord who is still in control of his church, who is still in control of history even, and in control of this world, and far more, he's in control of the universe because he created it all. What can help us learn this lesson, the lessons that God has put forth here in his scriptures? Well, I want us to look at the lesson of the condition of the vision. And again, if you have your little note sheet there, point number one is the condition of the vision. Visions like this that we read about in Revelation chapter 1. Let's look at the verse there again. In verse 9, it says, I, John, your brother and companion in suffering and in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a voice like a trumpet. And I want us to just pause right there and think about the condition that brought about this vision that John had. Visions like this don't just happen. People will ask, what difference does it make if John wrote this down or if someone unknown to us did? I mentioned last week that some believe that another John wrote this book of Revelation, or someone that wasn't even named John, but he used the name of John because it was a name that was well known. And you ask, well, what difference does it make? Well, to me, it makes a difference because I trust John. I know John. He was a man of God. He loved Jesus, and we're told that he leaned on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper. And he was the one whom Jesus loved. John loved to think of himself as the one whom Jesus loved. Some of you like to think of yourself as the favorite child in the family. And you say, well, you know, I'm the one that Mom loved best. Well, I'm the one that Dad loved best. I used to know a preacher who never came to the pulpit without saying, I'm God's favorite. I'm God's favorite child. Because He loves me so much. Well, I trust the words of that John. And these, again, are not just words of a man. These are the words that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to him to write down for us today, for His church. I would rather trust the word of this beloved disciple. And if we would be elevated to the heights of John, we must be like him. What do we know about his conditions? Well, I believe his conditions can be summarized as, first of all, a word. That was very important to this vision that John had, was the Word of God. John was there because of the Word of God, we're told. He was in the Isle of Patmos because of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. We're not going to know much about Jesus unless we will take the time to get to know Him through His Word. That's why God has given us this book, more than any other reason, is that we might know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember how when Jesus walked on the way to Emmaus after His resurrection, we're told that two disciples came and walked with Him, and then we're told that He showed them in all of the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Now, I don't know that He had a Bible with Him. He didn't need the Bible. Of course, He is the author of the Bible. But I just love to think about that, how Jesus wants us to know Him through His Word. Jesus said in John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me." But John was also there because of the witness. That's the point B there. He was there because of a witness. John was on Patmos, we're told here, for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus. It's interesting, the meaning of that little island named Patmos still has that same name today. And that name means my killing. My killing. I've learned that that same part of the world in eastern Turkey, there's a mountain called that we call Mount Ararat. It's on the map as Mount Ararat. But the local people have a name for it. It's called Mountain of Pain. I suppose because so many people have been killed on that mountain, trying to climb it. Well, Patmos was a little bit like that. Maybe because it was a place that was like Alcatraz today. It was intended to put people there. There were bad people. And it was about 25 miles from the mainland coast. So too far for someone to swim from there to the mainland. So it was a good place to incarcerate people in. The name means my killing. It was a rugged and bare island in the Aegean Sea, 20 miles south of Samos. That's another island. And 24 miles west of Asia Minor. And of course, it was the scene of the banishment of John in the reign of the Roman Emperor Domitian in AD 95. John was an old man by this time. John was likely 90 years old when he wrote down these words that the Lord Jesus gave to him. But what I want us to notice is that John describes Jesus here as the faithful witness in verse 5. And I think what John wanted more than anything else was to be a faithful witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't believe John missed many opportunities, if any, to share with another person how he came to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted Him as his Savior. And if we are to have a vision of Jesus, we need to be in His Word. But we need to also be witnessing to others about Him, because people need to know. This world is headed headlong in the direction of hell. have the message of eternal salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that our word martyr comes from the Greek word for witness? That's all that that word martyr really means. It's a witness. But if we are to be faithful to Jesus, we may find ourselves like John in exile in some place. But notice that the Lord was with him. And John, I'm sure, if he were here, in a sense he is here because we have his words. His words, which are also the Lord's words through him. But his testimony of this vision that he had with of Christ that lifted him up, literally, above his circumstances. We need to be lifted up. We need to be encouraged. We need to know that we're on the winning side. I love football. I've got footballs on my tie here. They're not really footballs, but I like to think of them as footballs. I love to watch sports. I'm not really much of a... I'm not built to be a good athlete, but I love the competition. I love to be on a winning team, especially. And sometimes I get down when my team doesn't win. But that's when I need to know that I'm on the winning side. And sometimes when we have days like this where it's pretty wintry out there, and sometimes if you're like me, you may think negative thoughts. But it's times like this that we need to know that we are on the victory side. We need the Word. We need a faithful witness. We also need a worship. Notice John's devotion to worship. We're told here that he was on Patmos, and on the Lord's day he said, "I heard the Spirit, and I heard behind me a voice like a trumpet." Now, what was John doing there on the Lord's day? I don't think he was in church, do you? They didn't have churches probably in Patmos at that time. They may have had a church there. I don't know that they didn't. But John, we're told, by his own testimony, he was imprisoned there. And so I must conclude that John worshipped right there where in the prison where he was. You know, we like to think he was probably on a beautiful hillside there overlooking the Aegean Sea. And we try to make it more beautiful than it really was. But that's the facts. John was there not because he wanted to be, but because really that's where God wanted him. And it was there that he had this vision of Jesus. It was a day of worship. It was the Lord's day, and most of the commentators agree that that was what Sunday came to be called. Sunday, because that was the day that commemorated the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And when the early Christians met, every Sunday was like a memorial, not a memorial, but a celebration of the resurrection. The third of the Ten Commandments says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And I wonder if the neglect of the Sabbath is the reason why many see so little of Jesus. We need that time of worship.